Hi, this is Gavin.
And this is Tristan,
reporting from Birch Grove Community School for WTIP School News.
The kindergarten and first grade class has been keeping busy and having fun this week with many different activities. They have been using Play-Doh to help them with math, like adding and taking away, and using it to make letters too. They have been working on being great writers by writing in their journals. And in art, they made some turkeys to get ready for Thanksgiving season.
The second and third grade class has been finishing up with their election unit about the presidential candidates and the Constitution of the United States. In math, they have been using Ouija boards, which are awesome to help find the find area and perimeter. The reading group read a story called The Pond Who's Been Here. It is about a brother and sister who find animal tracks and try to guess what animal has been there. They have been making turkeys in art and have been working on jumping rope in gym.
The fourth and fifth grade have been busy too. The fourth graders read Tanya's Reunion and the fifth graders read The Fear Place. Both great stories. In math, they have been working on number stories, graphing, and working with large numbers. They also finished up their social studies unit on the election by talking about the candidates and how the Electoral College works. This week, we had community lunch. On the second Tuesday of every month, we have community lunch at our school, where people from the community, including a lot of students' families, come to Birch Grove for lunch. You should come next time. The food is great, and there is always a good seat.
On Tuesday, the second, third, fourth, and fifth grade classes were part of the event called Celebrating Our Hometown Heroes, where we went to the American and where we stuffed teddy bears and filled bags with activities, games, snacks, and other supplies that can be used by kids who have parents in the military. Thank you to all who serve. This is Gavin.
And this is Tristan
for WTIP School News.
See ya!